Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward,
ماكثين فيه أبدا,
wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا,
and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم, كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم, إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
And
we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside Him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, Lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a narrower way of truth than this.
وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا 9.
And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهَ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ نِعْمَ الثَّوَابُ وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كِلْتَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself, He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou entered thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنْذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses.
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها. قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا. قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا.
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working on the river, and I wished to mar it, for there was a king behind them who was taking every ship by force.
وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا.
And as for the lad, his parents were believers, and we feared lest he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief.
فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما.
And we intended that their Lord should change him for them for one better in purity and nearer to mercy.
وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تسطع عليه صبرا.
And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure belonging to them. And their father had been righteous, and thy Lord intended that they should come to their full strength and should bring forth their treasure as a mercy from their Lord. And I did it not upon my own command. Such is the interpretation of that wherewith thou couldst not bear.
ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا.
They will ask thee of Dhulqarnain. Say, I shall recite unto you a remembrance of him.
إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا.
Lo, we made him strong in the land and gave him unto everything a road.
فأتبع سببا.
And he followed a road.
حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة ووجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا.
Still, when he reached the setting place of the sun, he found it setting in a muddy spring and found a people thereabout. We said, O Dhulqarnain, either punish or show them kindness. He said, as for him who doth wrong, we shall punish him, and then he will be brought back unto his Lord, who will punish him with awful punishment. But as for him who believeth and doth right, good will be his reward, and we shall speak unto him a mild command.
ثم أتبع سببا.
Then he followed a road.
حتى إذا بلغ مطلع الشمس وجدها تطلع على قوم لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترا.
Till when he reached the rising place of the sun, he found it rising on a people for whom we had appointed no shelter therefrom.
كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا.
So it was. And we knew all concerning him.
ثم أتبع سببا.
Then he followed a road.
حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا.
Still when he came between the two mountains, he found upon their hither side a folk that scarce could understand a saying.
قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فهل نجعل لك خرجا على أن تجعل بيننا وبينهم سدا.
They said, O Dhulqarnain, lo, Gog and Magog are spoiling the land, so may we pay thee tribute on condition that thou set a barrier between us and them? He said, That wherein my Lord hath established me is better than your tribute. Do but help me with strength of men, I will set between you and them a bank.
آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد لا إله إلا الله أشهد لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I seek protection, I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the rejected, accursed enemy. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له We bear witness there is the one God, Allah, and there is none worthy of worship with him. La shareeka, no partners, no associates. نشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسول And we bear witness that Muhammad is his Abdul, his servant, slave servant, Wara Rasul, and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala alihi, and upon the family of the Prophet, wa sahaba, and upon his companion, Ishmael from Abad, and upon us all, Ameen. We give praise and thanks to Almighty God, Allah, for this day of coming together as believers. Thanks to Allah for things that we know about. And don't forget to give thanks to Allah for the benefits we don't know about. There's so many that we just don't know. So much we just don't know that is key and essential to our very existence, and we don't even know it. So we're thankful to Allah for His mercy. That's the mercy of Ar-Rahman, the mercy of benefits. Those are the mercies that come to us that we need, seriously need, that we don't even know that we need them. Still, Allah, Ar-Rahman, the merciful benefactor, fulfill all those needs. The benefactor is the one that give benefits, and we are the recipients. I think it's called, we're the beneficiaries. Yeah? But Allah is the benefactor. He's the benefactor of the other benefactors. So my grandpa left me something. Well, he did. But Allah left him. So that's Ar-Rahman. So Ar-Rahim, that's a second set of mercies. Everybody don't get that. I gotta say that again. Everybody don't get Ar-Rahim. They don't get redeemed. They live a life of hell and live the hell so long until when you tell them that's hell, oh man, oh shut up, I don't wanna hear that. Huh? Man, this is good. You got all moved from now. You were raised on this stuff too. Yeah, but Allah was merciful. Redeemer. Redeemer. I'm thinking about a coupon like here, Redeemer, because you say there's more value in this than what? Yeah, redeem that coupon. Yeah, there's more value in us if we but believe. You know, no matter how you feel in life, and on Fridays, you know, I find myself under a lot of pressure. But when Juma starts, it's like, alhamdulillah, it's like, look, if you begin off on a good note, it's going to end on a good note. Allah's merciful. Yes. Merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Imam Muhammad gave us that language. Addressing our history as a people who have been taught to see God wrong. Did I say the way it is? We have been shown to see God in multiple personalities. We have been shown to see God in favoring one skin color according to how it was given to us, not the real God, but how it was given to us to favor a certain skin color, to favor a certain nation. So when the Imam, he chose that language, it was designed to address hurtings in us for being shown God wrong. When you go to a doctor, sometimes the doctor, you ask him questions, Doc, I got this, I got that. And he don't come out and say, I can't help you. He got more sense than that. He said, you need to go see a specialist. That's the way of saying, I don't know what you're asking me for. I'm a foot doctor. You got a heart problem. You better go see a cardiologist. So what do? You go see a cardiologist. One that specializes in the need of the moment. And Allah sends a special doctor, even have W.D. Muhammad. Yes, for the moment. He said, but I read with Sheikh so-and-so said in the year 1025. Okay, that's good. Read what he said. Study what he said. In the context and the geography and the advances in sciences in which he said, Don't try and fly that whole sail to today. Yeah. And without the new idea we share with on the show Sunday, there's certain things given that they didn't have the advancements today. So we got to reevaluate it in light of new knowledge and new circumstances. So may Allah bless us today, all day, tomorrow, and forgive us for all of our shortcomings from yesterday. Because can anyone forgive shortcomings like Allah? No one can do that. All right. We're going to talk about being Muslim for the love of Allah. And that's going to include a whole lot of things. Yes. Allah says here in the Quran, chapter 6, verse 90, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It says, those were the prophets who received Allah's guidance. They received his guidance, right? Copy the guidance they received. Yeah? Think about this, believers. The prophets received the guidance. We should be trying to emulate, copy the guidance they received. And say, no reward do I ask of you. This is no less than a message for all the worlds, all the nations. It says, who are illa tikra lil alameen. This is a message for all mankind. Allah has spoken the mighty truth. So we are told to follow the guidance of the prophet, follow their guidance, copy their guidance, emulate them. But then it says, say, now if this was given to Muhammad, but we are to emulate, it applies to us too. No reward for this do I ask of you. We're doing it for the love of Allah. This is no less than a message for all the worlds, all the nations. So Muslims, we do things. We say, I'm doing this. Fi sabilillah. Sabil means the pathway. Fi sabilillah. Or someone will say, go. Fi sabilillah. When you leave on your journey, on your mission, on your purpose, go fi sabilillah. Go in the path of God, in the way of God. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us, whenever a Muslim endeavors to do a thing, they do it with the intention of doing it perfect. I read that hadith, became very, still is very popular. I said, I'm glad they had the word endeavors in there. Otherwise, we're trying to be there. Now, and America in her whistle says, towards a more perfect union. Never said be perfect. But in the same spirit as this hadith, it gives you a destiny that says you can never stop trying to improve upon whatever you're doing. So whenever a Muslim endeavors to do anything, he or she seek to perfect it, make it better. Don't become satisfied with yesterday's achievement. Can anyone live in yesterday? No one lives in yesterday. You reflect back, know your history, so you won't make the same mistake going forward. But we don't live in our past. God didn't even make our physical bodies to work that way. The only part, and I'm trying to say this as nice as I can, the only part of your body that faces backwards is full of waste. And it stinks. It's like God talking to us. God says your whole body is a sign. But your eyes will go forward, your nose go forward, your lips go forward, your forehead go forward, your arms, your fingers, your toes, your knees, your reproductive organs all go forward. Yes. Allah's merciful. So they're saying, as you go forward in life, as you strive to produce and grow and develop, seek to perfect it. Don't never become satisfied on yesterday. So do everything for the love of Allah. They say for the sake of God, right? I had to wrestle with that. I said, how can I do anything for God's sake? God don't need nothing from us. But I kept digging in the dictionary, and there's one meaning in there that I can work with. Sake means for the cause of. It don't say that God needs you. So I guess said a few minutes ago, peace to be Allah. Go in the cause of God. God's not a cause, God is not be cause. Huh? You got that? It was Gil Scott Heron, you said. It was Gil Scott Heron. Yeah, it was the last poet. He said the young boy died because he didn't die for a cause. And the B cause was because he was black. Yeah. So Allah is not a cause. He's not B cause. He is, I like how the brother said it, he is the uncaused cause for all other causes. Man, that's poetry to me. Allah is the uncaused cause for all the causes. Muslims, everything that we do should be for the love of Allah, in feast to be Allah. You go on jihad, go feast to be Allah. Do it for the love of God. You go on a migration, you travel. Step out in the name of God, with the name of God. You say, Bismillah. Now, Muslims, you can be Muslim long enough, you will find yourself just, I'm telling you the truth, you be tying up your shoes on your physical feet, and you say, Bismillah. Yeah? And you get in the bed, you trying to get that pillow right, be doing flicker. That's right. You get under that cover, and you kind of wiggle, find that position. The knot off, flicker. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. That's right. Yeah. Wake up in the morning, before your feet hit that floor, be saying, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah. Before your physical feet hit your physical floor in your home, you call it on Allah. Yeah, then we was taught as children go to bed thinking about God. But we were taught to wake up thinking about God. We woke up thinking about catalog cornflakes, pancakes or something. Yeah. And my lady for the bus, whatever, you know. No, we get up, Bismillah, before your feet hit the floor. This is living a life for the love of God. This is the life of a Muslim. Don't marry somebody, firstly, for you or for them. Marry them, firstly, for Allah. Allah is over the marriage. I say walk in love. They taught us to say fall in love. I ain't never in my life failed. And like the outcome. I ain't never. Anybody here, even if I know I was going to fall, right, you get the victim falling, maybe you just give take judo or something, I ain't like it. And they go tell us the most serious thing to fall in love. You better hold your head up straight. That's right. And walk in love. But even doing that, do it with the name of God. Do it with the intent. Is this love that I'm pursuing, or this love that I have found myself involved, engaged in, is it pleasing to my Lord? When you are teaching somebody, don't teach them to show that you got knowledge, or you so deep, you so heavy. No, you teach for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, in the cause of Allah. Even being a Muslim, just being a Muslim. Are you being a Muslim? Here, ask yourself, are you being a Muslim for Allah's pleasure? If you were the only Muslim on earth, if you found yourself on an island all by yourself, would you still be the same Muslim you are now? A Muslim, and you got to think about it. Yes. I was still fast. I believe Ramadan was here. I was still praying 5 times a day. I would still say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and I'd be on an island all by myself. That's how much dedication and focus we got to have as a Muslim. Are you the same Muslim in the masjid that you are at home or in your car? Or did you fire one up? Ain't nobody here but me. Yeah, Allah's there. And he going to fire you up too. So whatever we do, do it for Allah's pleasure. And after a while, it becomes so easy to do it. But if you did it for your own self-grandation, we call it grandizing, you're trying to lift yourself up. You're trying to make yourself look like you, the righteous one. That's going to punish you. That's going to punish you. Say, no, I'm doing this for Allah's pleasure. I'm being Muslim for Allah's pleasure. I'm fasting in Ramadan for Allah's pleasure. So if doing anything for the love of Allah will make doing whatever you're doing easy, and you will love doing it. And while you're doing it for Allah's sake, then yes, you will benefit. And others around you also will benefit. But don't do it for no other reason except for the pleasure of Almighty God Allah. First and foremost, everything else is covered. The hadith, and I may misquote it, but you heard it before. It was judgment day. And the man came before Allah to be judged. I may get the secret order out, but you go get the mess. And he was trying to, he was there all happy to get his reward from his Lord. And he says, I was a great teacher for your sake, Allah. Allah will say to them, you lie. You're trying to show off your knowledge. To hell with you. They're going to come the rich person. Right? Oh, I gave for your sake, Allah. Allah will say, no, you lie. You gave so people will see you as somebody who gave money, big shot with money. To hell with you. Yes? Well, there was a learned one. And there was the rich one. Then there was the guy that could walk on cotton, the holy one. The pious one. Oh, it's how you see them. They got thick beads or they're making salat. It's how you see them. They, alhamdulillah, I keep, you know, one of those special brothers or sisters. Yeah, sisters, you too. Alhamdulillah. Oh, Allah, I was your righteous, pious servant. Oh, just for you, oh, Allah. Allah was saying, no, you lied. You showing out. To hell with you. Oh, when I first heard that hadith, I said, "Ooh, boy, I got the triple check. You hear the double check?" I said, "I got the triple check myself. Make sure I ain't slipping. And none of these regards. That is to put, I don't care who you are, put you in check. Whoa, whoa. Am I doing this to look good? Am I using this position as the imam or the minister as a stepping stone? Because I really don't want to be here, but I go here as a stepping stone to use this situation, use these people to get to somewhere else? Or am I here because I love Allah?" So if you were on the island all by yourself, what would you do? Would you maintain? Yes, the Muslims don't have no hesitation. Yes, sir. That I would impose for life on myself. I would even call the advan and the e-commerce. You would? You on an island by yourself and you still would basically call the prayer? Yeah, I got to call my common sense in. I got to call my heart. I got to call my whole being to prayer. How many times you even said prayer, and the only thing that you remember was Allahu Akbar, and I started looking to the right and to the left. Anything else in the middle, you was like, your life was so burdened, your mind was so busy, you don't know which surah you said in the prayer. Yeah, so call yourself to prayer. Make the e-comma. Call yourself, if you're by yourself, your physical body by yourself, call yourself to salat, then make salat. Keep our intentions focused. But first, keep the intentions pure. Then once they've been purified, keep them focused. We told said, my life and my death are all for Allah. My death too? Oh, yes. Which death? All of them. He said, why don't you die to drinking? For Allah's sake. Why don't you die to fornicate? For Allah's sake. Why you die to lying and eating the wrong foods? Well, I read the Quran. And Allah said, stop. I did it for that reason. Our physical death to be for Allah. Okay, if you die laying in the hospital bed, you still die in the mode of thicker. You die in the mode of focus on thicker means to be members of Allah. That was great. Thicker means the remembrance, the thicker, vicar. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allah's like, yes. My life and my death. Yes. So we thicker how many times? 33 times, right? Subhanallah, glory be to God. 33 times, alhamdulillah, praise be to God. 34 times. Allahu Akbar. Yes. 100. 100. What does 100 mean? How you say 100 in Arabic? Miyat. Miyat. How you say death is 100? Maut. That's a connection. Da. You have reached the conclusion, the fullness. Die. And Mama said, well, after every 100, Allah will send a reviver, the rejected. Yes. Yes. So we die, but we may live. Don't you know if your skin, your physical skin on your body, we call it the epidermis, the outside layer, you know, it's dying all the time? Now, we don't say that. He said, boy, you sure ashy. That's how we say it. But what is ash? Dead skin. You know, you see it going down the drain, right? They ain't just soap going down there. That's your dead body. Your outer layer, your dead body going down. Why? so that the inner skin can live. You see, doubt that you may live, right? It's right there. Doubt that you may live. If your outer skin never, never, never fell off, your skin couldn't breathe. The pores couldn't breathe. So Allah's mercy. Doubt that you may live. Yes. But the bigger picture is die to false worship. That's the biggest one. Die to foolishness. Die to arrogance. All those bad traits. Die that you may live. Alhamdulillah. Live the life of a Muslim. Make it to where it is so much of your being until it becomes compatible with your first nature. I'm not going to say second nature because there's no such thing. Show me your second nature. While I'm made at all. That's the language of the devil, a second nature. Because he made it. And the Quran says, whatever Allah made, Satan tried to make one just like it. You choose the wrong one. So there is no second nature. There's only one nature. The inner feature. Kalas. Right? That's it. All we got to do is return back to our original selves. Turn back to the original man. Yeah. The original mind. M-I-N-D. You got to make your plan because some brothers from the nation may say, see, I told you, regional man, easy-headed black man, to make it on a, yeah, black means for the means. Ain't nothing there. It's black, black out. He says that he blacked out. Better wake him up so you see the light. But seriously, even that message, the original black. Black is saying nature. And the light is saying science. And you strike the nature and get a spark, and that spark is light. You get this light is science. And it always comes out of nature. But I thought nature was bad. That's the second nature you're talking about. Nature is not bad. There's nothing wrong with nature. Because if you say something's wrong with nature, you're saying that the originator of that nature was bad. And Allah is good. And only makes that which is good. So do all that we do for Allah's sake. For Allah's pleasure. Allah does not need us at all. But we do it with the intentionality in our heart and mind to do it for the pleasure of God. An intentional focus in our life will be in heaven on the small scale before we die and prepare us for the big, fuller picture of heaven after this life. And there is life after this life. You say, have you been and came back? Yes, in my life. It didn't take me long to cut to a logical conclusion. There's something going on beyond this. And if I couldn't stop myself the first time from coming here, anybody on earth stop themselves from coming here? Something was that I ain't going. But if he did, he wouldn't be here, right? But seriously. And you was here for how long? 1, 2, 3 years before you knew you was here? Now, how are you going to stop a second time? You didn't choose your what do you call that? You got the phenotype, that's the alpha, your genotype, your genetics. You didn't choose that. You didn't choose your mama, your daddy. You kind of talking all that smack. There is life after death. And we have to get ready for it by obeying God to the utmost in this life. and obeyed God so much until we fall in love with him and willing to die for anybody else who tries to stop. Alhamdulillah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Oh Allah bless us and guide us for good in this life for good in the life to come and protect us from the torment of the fires of sin Amen أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan and the rejected enemy with the love and the mercy for benefactor, mercy for the dinner. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to God. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We give thanks and praise to Almighty God, Allah. Highly glorified and King. Highly glorified and King. Above our ability to think, Allah is higher than that. So we really have exhausted our brain in giving praise to God because God is even above that. And once our brain is exhausted, we should be at peace. So we are giving our whole self to Almighty God. The believers, let's always remain conscious of our society, of our community, of our neighbors. I heard one sister, she was saying, yeah, the prophet said, they asked him, well, who is your neighbor? And he said, 40 houses that way and 40 houses the other way. That's your neighbor. Yeah. And the prophet Muhammad also said, peace be upon him, he said, Allah spoke about the neighbors so much until I thought he was going to tell me to put my neighbor in my inheritance. So neighbors is very important. Our community is very important. Our society around us is important. And as believers, we have an obligation to be conscious of what's going on around us, to have our fingers on the pulse of our community. Know your neighbors. Neighbors should know you. Praise be to Allah. That's one of the first things that will be done here. What we got here? I mean, we are down here on Mid-Hofford. Yeah. I think the majority of our neighbors who property are joining ours, and we got 4 acres, 4.5 acres. I think about 75% of them know us by name. Got my number, and they gave me their number. One called me at my house, and he said, yeah, he gave me his number. I'm telling the truth. He gave me his number, his wife's number, his email. He gave me all that. Oh, the white guy. Just so you know, then he began talking. And two over there, at least two over there, he began to say, yeah, you're a fireman, ain't you? You this, you that. I'm like, yeah, okay. He's going to research me. he researched me. But you all know me. I researched too. I said, and you went to Howard High School, didn't you? I did. He said, yeah, I went to Howard High School. It meant I was 80 years old. He played tennis. Howard High School. Come on, Muslims. We can't be aware of our neighbors, right? And he checked me out. Smart man. And I don't think I'm a dummy. I don't know it all. Thank Allah. I know I don't know it all. Wise people become wise because they realize they don't know it all. If I may borrow from my brother, Richard Pryor, he said, you don't get old being no fool. You don't get old being no fool. He said, because there's a cemetery full of young, dead, wise people. Not a wisdom, man. Now, listen, all that brother, he quote Richard Pryor, though in Juma, I just know I didn't quote the filthy law here, Richard Pryor. You've got to understand something. Knowledge is the lost property. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. And when the believer finds it, they got the first rights to it. So I don't care if Richard Pryor said it or Miles Mason or who said it. If there's wisdom in it, somebody told them, hey, look, get out of these bags, these righteous, holy, sanctified bags. Be Muslim. Be mindful of your neighbors, your neighborhood. They should know you. Even if they don't know your full name, even if they can't pronounce it, and they say, they try to say, yeah, Builder, they say something else. But they be like, smiling. That's a good man. That's a good woman over there. I feel safe living around them. I trust them. That's the Muslim. Wherever you may be, on your job, be the same way. In your school class, now even if they challenge you on your beliefs, they will always respect you. They say, well, one thing I can say about them, they may not believe in Jesus like I do, but you can depend on them. They may not think the way I think, but I trust in with my life. That's how it should be. Muslims, be mindful of our neighborhood. Be mindful of your community. Be the one that when they say, hey, we're having a meeting, they will be sure to call you and come to the meeting. Because they want to hear your advice. I want to hear your take on things. That's the believer. That's the Muslim. Yeah, so the Quran says, As-sabikun. Sabikun means those who are foremost. They're not trying to be second rate, anything. Sabikun. The sabikun, the foremost, will be the foremost. Allah says in the Quran, it says, strive. And soon your striving will produce. So let us be mindful of that. So may Allah bless us more. He's already blessed us. May Allah continue to allow us to be appreciative of the blessing. And don't assume the blessing. You know, Prophet Muhammad, he made an assumption one time. But here, if you hear the Quran read in chapter 18, it begins talking about the boys in the cave, and some say it was this number, that number, and somebody says it was this and that. And then they ask the prophet, and the prophet, he got that part of Revelation, and he says, I tell you the rest of it tomorrow. And so they came back tomorrow, no revelation. Next week, no revelation. A long time passed by, and now they kind of like, oh, he said it's a prophet. He said he's going to come back tomorrow and give us the answer. And then finally, Allah sent more revelation. And it says, never say you would do so-and-so tomorrow without saying inshallah. Yes. Yeah. So we say inshallah. Now, I'm close on this point. The sequence that we get said, it says, never say you're going to do a thing without adding or based upon, right? Inshallah. So a lot of times we'll say inshallah first. And then say whatever. And that kind of person, from my experience, 9 times out of 10, they ain't going to do it. They can say inshallah. You can be here tomorrow to help lift these 100 pounds, inshallah. They ain't coming. Right? So, Imam Muhammad, he told us we should slow down on saying that. And then what he told us later on, he said it should be a conscious inshallah, not habitual. It sounds good, so we say it, not habitual. You should be accomplished, inshallah. So you first say, I'm going to go to work, inshallah. You establish what you intend to do, then say, inshallah. And just to bring us to round it up, we have inshallah, we just spoke on, we have mashallah, with the MA in the front, mashallah. Ma means what? Right? Mashallah means that was God's will. It already has happened. And I accept it. Mashallah. And it's really as a healing for us when we see something that somebody else received. And instead of getting envious and jealous, you say, oh, that was God's will. They would not have received it except it was God's will. So to protect us from jealousy and envy, we are taught to say, mashallah, that was God's will. If God wanted me to have it, I would have it. Mashallah. Yes. When I was over in Sudan, they had mashallah on the back of all the buses, the city buses. Took me a while to figure it out. I missed that bus. Mashallah. I get the next one. Inshallah. Yeah. So no, I don't know. I never looked at the front of the bus to see if it say inshallah. But I wonder now. I'm going to go Google it. Alhamdulillah. This makes life easy on us. We're all under stress. I don't care who you are. We're under some stress. You go to the doctor and they ask you a question. They say, you have any stress in your life? And don't say, oh, yes, because he's going to get you checked in. But don't say, I never have stress. He's really going to check you in. Yeah, that's a powder keg. A red face is always fine. We call that bipolar. That's bipolar. You go from North Pole to the South Pole. You go to extreme happy to extreme sad. You see, we got to get the person centered. Everybody got a little stress in their life. That's why we say, fire in their mouths for the use of us. Because we all got a little stress in our life. That keeps you struggling and gives you a focus and a goal. So, alhamdulillah. Praise be to God. Keep our focus on serving Allah first and foremost. Marriage, money, job, whatever it may be. Allah first. I don't care what it may be. You go on to a struggle, you go on to whatever it may be, put Allah first. And in the middle, and at the end. Yes. A lot of times we're going to say alhamdulillah until we finally get done. We're struggling with something. If we get all about Allah, yeah, I don't think we'd be cussing in the middle. And when they get done, they say, alhamdulillah. He better say a stock for Allah, too. Allah forgive you for cussing. Try to get you part of getting done. Yeah. Or some would say, call on God in the beginning. Oh, man, that's going to be tough. They say, oh, Allah, bismillah. You take off with it. Get halfway done. When they get done, they don't think about saying, thank you, Allah, alhamdulillah. They go on like they had it coming to them. Keep Allah first. In the middle. In the end. That's right. Rabbanu la tuzikibubuna ba'adith hadaytana wa hamilna min adduka rahmata inna ka'ata wa khab. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate. Since you guided us right. Yes. Rabbanu la tuzikibubuna ba'adith hadaytana. You're going to give us guidance. And give us gifts in your bounty. For you're the one that gave without measure. The Wahhab. The Wahhab means without measure. I mean, God come just to that.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم. 10:30 to 2 this Sunday.
We had a good deal, need help moving things from 46th Street, especially our bookshelves, so we can put get the classroom set up. So we still need help moving the big items over to the master so we can set up our classroom.
What day will you be moving the items from 46th Street to here?
Well, we already started, but we just, if anybody have any availability, just let me know, and I can switch my schedule around to help.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, they had class Sunday. So the class is to go.
Yes, this Sunday, yeah. 10:30 to 2. We have two Butler students coming in to work with us, youth. They came last week, enjoyed themselves, enjoyed the property, played soccer, and the kids just kind of helped spruce up, move things around. And you know, they work with the two youngest children with tutoring. So we just trying to get those tutoring classes set up with those who still waiting, and then work with the other youth in here at the master, so we can't really get our classes started until we get our rooms set up.
Yes, ma'am. That's on Midhopper, not on 46th Street.
Yeah, on Midhopper.
Yes, 830 North Midhopper. Well, thank you, Sister Crew. And we thank you for all that you do. Okay. Any more announcements?
You're welcome.
We have Muslim Journal come up with a Muslim Journal strategy. All right. You may want to help with the strategy, let me know. Maybe to go get Captain Shaw or somebody to hit them birds on the corner. It's teasing. Okay, any more announcements? Oh, we have a new grandson. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Mayor, if you have a 7-pound, 1-ounce boy.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Yeah. Muhammad?
No, his name is Mikhail.
What?
Mikhail Abu Bakr Sahir.
Allahu
Akbar.
Mikhail, what you got to tell us about your grandson?
Oh, yes. His name is Sincere Ronnie Naeem. He's 7 pounds, 4 ounces, born yesterday, 2 days ago.
Denise. Yeah, you got to tell them who the mother is.
Anissa, second child. She got a boy and a girl.
Okay. Let's see what I mean. He got a girl and a boy. Continue trying to catch Muhammad. Okay. Alhamdulillah. The Muslim community is growing. It's growing. I mean, back in the 80s, 50s, back in the 80s, man, Muslim, yeah, man, baby, everywhere. And then, right here, everybody having me. So, alhamdulillah. Okay, I can't think of anything else right now. Yeah, we always preach the cut. And we thank everybody who's been sending us a cut in. And there are some of you all, I'm going to call some more, going to start to where they can do an automatic deduction. Yeah, tell them routine. But don't give if it's going to hurt you. Only give that, that's the Quran. They asked the prophet, they said, what should they give in charity? And he said, what is beyond your needs? So don't hurt you or your family in giving. But we do have obligation to give. Okay. I'm going to sign off on Facebook. Thank you, Facebook family. And we're going to say this, inshallah, on Facebook. Also, it's on our other link, too. It's on, radio on the Worth Me People site, on the 714 number. Also, tune in Sunday, too, to Worth Me People, the same number, 714-816-4673. We're going to have people from Muslim Journal. Well, Muslim Journal is going to do a fundraiser. We've got a brother named, I think his name is Leonard Harper. He's a professional jazz player, and he's going to be on Sunday
because he's going to do a concert on October 30th in Muslim Journal. Yeah, Muslim brother, professional jazz player. I didn't know that. Yeah, young brother. So, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'll see you all next week, Facebook family, inshallah. And Tuesday, I guess, Tuesday night, Taolin, too. Tuesday, Taolin.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Assalamu
alaikum. You like my first girl? Okay. That's the only thing.